Welcome, everybody,
to another edition of the Nerdwatch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money, the man whose wit is as sharp as Aquaman's trident. I'm so happy you could join us tonight. It's an amazing evening because this last week, we had two big summer movies open yet again. But before we get into that, lots of stuff to talk about tonight. Got to introduce our panel this evening. Number one, the man that sits next to me to my right is Todd Bernardi. He is the comic book creator extraordinaire.
Hi.
He is here. He is also an amazing artist and an okay writer. Or is it vice versa? Which one do you say is stronger?
I'm pretty much okay at both.
Okay at both. Okay, yeah. Cool.
He's got a book and you don't.
That's true. He does. Well, that's because he likes to achieve.
But he also makes it look really easy to make a book. So.
He does. I guess.
It's true.
He's up to
Kevin Smith of Hawaiian Comics.
makes
you feel like anybody can do it.
I'm the fat Kevin Smith of Hawaiian Comics.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. To his right is the man himself, the one and only Gannon, the horror aficionado, punk rock superstar. And by the way, how did your show go? We didn't get a chance to talk about that.
Not a great turnout, but a fun one.
Not a great turnout? Yeah. I can barely hear you. I'm talking to that mic,
banner.
Baby.
Oh, I still have to go get my banner back because I mistakenly left it there.
Oh, man, they kept your banner.
No, actually, another band that didn't make it to our show came by and grabbed it for us.
What a bunch of jerks.
I think they were going to keep it, but then when they noticed we wanted it back, they were like, oh, we should probably give it back.
Right. Also joining us tonight is the comic book henchman himself, the man who is... technically taking
and
over.
Hot Wings enthusiast.
And Hot Wings enthusiast taking over 333 Dairy Road, My Comics and Collectibles. Swan is in the house tonight as well.
How's it going, G?
Yeah, what's going on, man? And then, tonight, I have two special guests. The first one I'd like to introduce is she was actually on the show before, but I haven't put that show up.
Not on camera.
Not on camera. But she's here tonight. She is a makeup artist, and she... And what else do you do exactly?
I'm a mom. I'm a makeup artist. That's about it now.
General ass kicker.
And that.
Former punk rock superstar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And former zine maker.
Former punk. Yes. Did you hang up your guitar?
It's in your blood, dude. It doesn't leave.
I still play.
Do you still play?
I do.
Oh, okay. And for those of you that are watching, she's married and has a kid, so hands off. Anyway, Cynthia's in the house tonight as well.
Hey.
She's here. She's also, I guess we brought her down as a Twin Peaks expert, is that right?
Super fan. I don't know about expert.
Super fan?
Yes.
Of the Nerdwatch or the Twin Peaks? I'm not sure which.
Let's say both.
Oh, say both. Well, you'll be invited back for sure.
And also, I mean, you're no Kyle MacLachlan.
That's true, I'm not. I definitely don't look like him either. Also joining us tonight is a man that has an affinity for things that I find great. That's horror movies and wrestling. Isaac is here as well. Isaac, we'll just call you Isaac, right? That's good?
Yes, absolutely.
That is his name.
Yeah, just checking. You can actually follow him at, what's your Twitter handle?
Isaac's Haunted Bee.
Isaac's Haunted Beard?
Beard, yeah, but when you write your Twitter handle out, there's not enough letters available. So you can pretend the B stands for anything you want. Isaac's Haunted Butt Cheeks, whatever.
All right. Isaac's Haunted B. You can check it out. He does... What do you do exactly on Twitter? You do like mini movie reviews. You're essentially a secondary horror aficionado as well.
Yeah.
Secondary?
Well, no. You are our secondary.
I would place him before me.
Okay. Done deal. All right.
The Twitter is just to promote other things I dabble in, like YouTube. I have a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
I have a blog, which I don't really keep up with. I occasionally will appear on prestigious podcasts. So for me to be here tonight, you had to be prestigious, which you are. Mm. That's why I'm here.
I thought you said prodigious. Anyway, go ahead. So you enjoy
prestigious.
Oh, prestige. Yeah, I thought he said prodigious. Anyway, Isaac.
He said prodigious.
Oh, prodigious.
He said pernicious.
Promiscuous.
Promiscuous. That as well. Well, Isaac, thanks for joining us tonight,
thank you for
sir.
Having
I
me.
Certainly appreciate it. The reason why Isaac is here as well is because he is also a Twin Peaks
nerd.
And also because he adds to the wrestling cred as well. He's also a wrestling fan, like
wrestling's
I am,
fake.
And like Todd is.
I also
Todd
bring a second beard to the table.
That is true. That is very true as well.
It's important.
We like that. By the way, Alika is not here tonight. He is on a mission
From God.
Yeah, he's on a mission from God going all the way to Boston. He'll be back next week.
That's kind of like the Boondock Saints story.
It is,
right,
isn't
there.
It? It's weird.
A guy on a mission in Boston.
He'll be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yes.
So he won't be back for next week Tuesday show.
So no. we got 2 weeks of doing whatever we want.
Whatever the
That's
heck
what you
we want.
It's like Xanadu with less clothes.
That
here.
Is pretty awesome.
No, it isn't.
Well,
it's more like Caligula. Right.
What you don't know, what you
no,
don't
Todd,
know is that
no.
this is a
dudes?
This is a no pants this is a no pants nerd watch night.
It's bad.
So
I didn't say it was good.
At least that's what Gannon tells me, right? No pants.
What happened?
It's a no pants nerd watch night.
We're not wearing pants right now, right?
Yeah, that's true. Want to let you
I'm
guys
not
know
wearing underwear.
You guys can follow us on Twitter at Nerdwatch Nation. You guys can follow us on Instagram at @_Nerdwatch. We also have a YouTube page. You can check it out at Nerdwatch Nation. I put up our videos every single week. And you can follow us on Facebook and like us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Also, last but not least, big shout-out to Enjoy Comics Publishing for donating to the Patreon page for The Nerd Watch. You guys can do the same. Very very fun rewards. Nothing major, but throwing us a couple shekels would be fantastic. www.patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. We really thank them and all of you guys for your support. This podcast is fully fan-funded. Nothing comes from ads or anything like that at all, so that's how we are able to stay ad-free. It's because of you. Well... Hey, somebody wants to call
us.
First
pledge.
And there's our first pledge. It's our first pledge. Do you have to answer that? Swan?
No, let's just have it ring in the whole show.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should have it ring in the whole show, baby. You should have it with you the next time.
Let's encourage this. Because you know it's somebody watching us right now. It's probably Alika even. I'll bet you $1 million.
I bet you Alika's on the plane right now. He's not even here. So, but anyway, I want to let you guys know, 333 Derry Road in Kahului. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. This is where you can get your comics, your toys, your collectibles, as well as video games. He's over here at 333 Derry Road of My Comics. They're very into retro video gaming as well. You can check that out right here at 333 Derry Road in the heart of Kahului. Every Tuesday, it is 20% off Tuesday, and every single Wednesday, it is New Comic Book Wednesday. So, Swan, are you here?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I am. Sorry about that call.
No, it's okay.
Who was it?
I don't know. They hung up.
Well, listen, Swan. What's happening?
You're a call again, watch.
What's happening this week at Maui
All
Comics
back,
and Collectibles? What is brand new in the world of comic books?
Well, what's brand new this week is for starting Independence.
Mm-hmm.
We have Aliens: Dead Orbit number 2. We
Ooh.
Have Back to the Future, Biff to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
We have from Marvel Cable number 1.
Cable. Yep.
Boo.
We're also coming up on the end of this series. It's issue 4, but it's Deadpool versus Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
Following with Doctor Strange. I just highlighted this one because no one ever mentions it. Donald Duck, The Flash is coming out. For DC, it's going to be a really small one. Looks like all they're doing is a bunch of annuals. We have Guardians of the Galaxy, Mother Entropy, number 5 of 5. So that's the end of that series. Gwenpool 6.
Ooh.
Hulk, number 6 with She-Hulk.
It says Gwenpool 16.
16, whatever.
Wait. So is it Hulk or She-Hulk? Which one is it?
No, it's She-Hulk, but they're calling her the new Hulk. And thank you for the correction.
It really should just be Shulk.
Ugh. Lord. Here we go.
Also, we have Judge Dredd, Blessed Earth number 2. And we also have the Judge Dredd Funkoverse coming out. Because they've been making everybody into a Funko Pop in IDW. We have Killer Be Killed number 9. Kiss Forever special. Man Thing number 4.
I'm into that.
The Kiss?
Kiss Forever.
Yeah.
We also have Monstrous number 12 coming out. That's actually one of the biggest sellers in the store. Mm-hmm. Moon Knight number 14. We have Namwolf number 2 done by Eric Powell and Albatross Comics. It's a great story. Old Man Logan 24. We also have the new previews, and I stress this enough. If people want to get books or any kind of merchandise, read the previews and come down to the store and set up an order form. And then we can help get what you want.
Be a subscriber.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please
yeah,
be a subscriber. Makes things a lot easier.
Makes it a lot easier. You can check those out right here at 333 Derry Road in Kahului. No matter how much Todd objects,
wait,
you can get your mainstream comics here at My Comics and Collectibles.
Wait,
there's more?
Yes.
Oh, man.
We also have WWE Comics number 5 coming out.
Yes.
Yeah, Todd.
The reason I read comics is because of wrestling comics.
Well, you know what? This actually covers the whole injury of Seth Rollins and how he comes back and whatnot.
Nice.
Other than that, we also have Rick and Morty coming out with Star Trek, Teen Titans Annual, and Wonder Woman's Annual. And that's it, G.
Wow, that is it. I cannot wait. Speaking of Raw was full of ups and downs this week, by the way.
Who cares?
Hey, listen, we care. You just
I thought he was going to be like, speaking of Raw, so is that chicken. Have fun tonight, guys.
you just keep your mouth shut. Anyway, we haven't had a chance to talk about Backlash or anything, but that's okay. I finally got to watch NXT TakeOver Chicago, which was great.
But Jinder Mahal's your favorite champion of all time.
Well,
let me tell you, well, really quick. The reason why
it's Jinder never really quick when it's wrestling.
Look, here's the thing. The reason why Jinder Mahal is the champion is because when you are trying to ingratiate yourself to your new audience that's in India, that's over 500 million people, you will make the one Indian gentleman that is in your roster be the champ. Because I guess they are now officially, they can get the network in India and things like that. So there was a big push. That's
well, you
why
can't definitely get Khali.
It was a marketing thing for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, Khali was a.
He couldn't wrestle.
He was a freak of nature.
Doesn't this this just firm up what Todd says about this being fake?
Hey, that listen, I do not want to hear this.
Winners are
fake.
Determined by marketing.
Hey, fake talk.
Hey, Gannon, is Batman real?
No, he's not.
Hey, Todd, is Spawn
okay.
real?
But that's okay because we never act like you.
Hey, we never act like it is either.
People do act like Batman.
Can I? But I will say this:
there's that one weirdo in the Philippines that dressed up as Batman. And
there you go.
Criminals.
Yeah, there is one.
So in a way, he is real.
I will say this:
he should be in the WWE.
There you go.
I'm going to say this about wrestling, and we'll leave it at this. The one thing that I love, the one thing that I absolutely love about wrestling, and the reason why I watch it so much,
it's more real than Todd's comic.
No, it's because that split second in that one split second, in that entire show, they make you believe. And in that split second, you're like,
make you believe what?
Make you believe that these things are happening. And I love
there's
that.
A split second.
There's a split second as a viewer when they capture you. And they have that split second of, ooh, this is, you feel that emotion, and you're like, that's when I'm in. That's I love that. That's one of my favorite things about wrestling. That's why I watch it.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, you can. You don't have to raise your hand. It's a podcast.
They brought Khali back,
uh-huh.
And he joins Jinder and the Singh Brothers, and they become the Punjabi Posse.
The Punjabi.
All right. I am for this, yes.
That's a diversity hire.
But you know,
all right. Here's
what the audience they pander to. He's the side that doesn't accept that.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say this. I've been joking about it a lot, but I'm putting a lot of thought into it. We're going to have our own wrestling show here at the Nerd.
Watch,
we're going to talk
Jinder
about
Mahal's
stuff.
It's going to be Jafar in that Aladdin.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. By the way, it's not just me and Isaac and Swan. There's also a few more people. Cynthia also as well, which I'm very excited for too. So she's also a fan. So there, Todd. Even
just
girls watch it.
I'm not, right over
I'm,
you.
I'm not.
You're
sick.
Wearing a purple shirt. He doesn't acknowledge you at all. Yeah.
And of course, well, look, Silent Sean is a huge fan. I didn't want to out him because he wasn't on screen. But Silent Sean is a huge fan of wrestling, and I'd love to have.
I know
him
we're talking
well.
About it. And I can see his boner right now.
You're his true north.
He's got a wrestling boner. That's awesome. All right. We better get back to the show because Swan's got stuff to do. So let's do this. First off, this weekend, huge weekend for box office movies. We got two movies this weekend. We got Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, and we also got Baywatch. One succeeded and one failed miserably. And can anyone guess which one was which?
Baywatch won.
Baywatch did not win. Baywatch was an absolute box office bomb.
So people were like, "Boo, watch."
Some more or less. And then Pirates of the Caribbean is getting a mixed bag of reviews, and people are coming out of the theater saying that this is or this could be the final Pirates film. It didn't do as well as everyone thought it did, but it did beat up Baywatch at the box office this week. So. Anybody watch any of those movies this week? No.
I'm speaking for everybody. No.
You are.
Yeah.
He's not lying. I didn't see it.
Nobody saw it.
I was never going to see Baywatch.
Baywatch didn't do anything internationally, even though Rock is a global megastar?
Oh, no. Baywatch actually, if I'm not mistaken...
It did well in China, didn't it?
No. Crap. Baywatch actually started... It actually premiered here, and Rock is now going to international markets to promote.
I'm telling
Baywatch.
You right now, it's going to do crazy numbers in China. Then we're going to definitely get like 14 more Baywatch movies.
And then we're going to get a TV series off of it and whatnot.
We're going to get Baywatch Nights.
First of all, I'm
and then Baywatch
bring Momoa back,
and then Baywatch Nights crosses over with.
All I know is that Baywatch Nights is the reason why I got into Baywatch. Everybody thinks it's weird, but the moment Baywatch Nights...
So you don't
Nights,
like girls, huh?
No. The moment Baywatch Nights turned into a semi-X-Files clone, it was kind of like a parody. It was hilarious, and it was great. Don't you guys remember Baywatch Nights when they did that?
We do, but nobody watched it.
I liked it.
Baywatch with the girls in it.
It was so horrible that it was so good.
We like girls. That's probably why we didn't watch that one.
First of all, the beautiful Angie Harmon was in Baywatch Nights, by the way. I'll have you know. So, you know, of Rizzoli and Isles on TNT shows how much you know. She is beautiful.
I don't think he likes girls.
Such an idiot.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Based on the evidence in front of me.
I'm not a big Pamela Anderson fan.
Neither was I. But
it's okay to come out of the closet.
I was a teenager when Baywatch was going on, so.
That's true. There's a lot of running up and down the beaches in slow-mo. I get it. But I mean.
Yasmin Bleeth.
That was my jam.
That was my jam. No doubt, she was pretty...
I wonder what happened to her.
She was
Nicole
definitely
Haggard.
She was amazing in basketball.
Yeah.
That is... Now, talk about underrated classics. Basketball is fantastic.
Yeah, wait till they bring that back with The Rock in it.
Stop it. No.
Hey, 13... Gannon, 13 to 14 more insults and I'm out of here.
So, anyway, back to the point. Baywatch didn't do so well. I haven't had a chance to see that, but I did get to watch Pirates. And once these guys watch Pirates, we'll talk about it next time. Yeah. Kind of a mixed bag. I'll let you know my thoughts later. It was... Yeah, that's why the show's called Yar Matey.
It's a good thing Disney bought Star Wars when they did.
Well... I mean, there's only so many rides that they can pull from, right?
Is this one? Pirates? Was it directed by Gore Verbinski?
It was not directed by Gore Verbinski. It was actually directed by a gentleman by the name of Ronning and Essenberg.
It was directed by two guys.
Joachim Ronning.
Just make something up. Nobody knows what you're
talking
about.
No, it's Joachim Ronning, and the second guy is Espenberg. They're responsible for a movie that came out a couple years ago called Kon-Tiki, which is a remake of a very old movie of the same name. Actually, Kon-Tiki, their remake of Kon-Tiki was actually pretty good. They did it. It's a good movie,
really good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. They are also responsible for making one of the shortest Pirates movies of all time. This is actually under 2.5 hours.
Don't you think that happened? But don't you think that happened because there was a common complaint that the other ones ran a bit on the long side anyway? Because I remember seeing that criticism a lot, especially with the second two sequels.
At World's End was 2 hours and 50 minutes.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Ugh. Like, I think that was probably a response to that.
The irony is that I actually liked At World's End. I hated Dead Man's Chest.
Well, you're wrong.
I liked At World's End. I hated Stranger Tides, and I didn't like Dead Man's Chest. Overly complicated.
Whose
didn't
chest?
Need to be.
Who's chest?
The Dead Man's one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Undertaker?
Yeah.
Yasmin Bleeth.
Yeah.
And we bring
Somebody's
it all
trying to name the pod.
Back.
Someone's trying to name the pod
yes,
right
he
now.
Is. Yes, he is. So we'll talk about that shortly. Also,
Pirates
chest.
Of the Caribbean and Yasmin Bleeth's chest. There's the next one.
Baywatch's Dead Man's Hairy Chest.
I can see that.
I don't know.
Well, listen, we
you're
got.
Too hard.
We've
you're
got,
reaching, sir.
Yeah, you're not reaching.
No, I'm trying to get. Well, I think that it's funny that both of these movies revolve around the ocean.
There's a way they could have been crossed over.
First of all, Pirates revolves around the ocean.
Okay,
Baywatch
so the next Pirates movie,
the bay.
He goes through a portal.
No.
He ends up in modern day times.
Okay,
and then The Rock finds him.
No, The Rock goes through the portal, ends up in pirate times, and saves.
Oh, so he goes back.
He goes back.
Oh,
and then so it's a Baywatch lifeguards constantly saving pirates when they go overboard.
So it'll be Pirate Watch.
Sold. Yeah. It's, The Rock has to strap on the ship and swim them through a storm.
Wow.
What do you think?
I'd watch the hell out of this movie. Yeah. Okay. That easily sounds better than anything that's in the new Pirates movie, and I've never even seen it.
You know, it writes itself.
It does write itself. This is why you're a comic book artist and writer.
This is why we should be in, like, Hollywood meetings.
We should.
We could make better movies than that.
Yeah, Hollywood, should. Call us.
Call us.
That's actually, maybe they try, and that's why, that's who's calling. It was Hollywood calling us. They already called us.
Before you say it on the air, we need to get our teeth in this one.
Yeah, they were like, hey, guys, we want you to pick The Rock next one.
No, they were calling us because they wanted to turn Nerdwatch into a movie.
Wow. Wow.
With The Rock.
G-Money's played by The Rock.
Written by Trey Stone.
He has unfortunately for The Rock, he has a very loaded schedule. Right now he's working on Rampage, if you can believe it. The video game movie.
So is he
playing the lizard, the monkey, or the...
He's not playing either one. I think he's playing the hero.
Oh, no.
So it's basically it's basically just, what was that movie he did, the disaster film?
Oh, San Andreas?
So it's basically San Andreas with monsters?
Yes, pretty much.
Lizzie would have to be a girl.
Why not just put him in Godzilla?
I don't know, because this guy is...
Godzilla 2, he just punches Godzilla in the face.
I have this strange feeling.
He rocked
I have this very strange feeling.
It's Godzilla 2, Too Fast, Too Furious.
He layeth the smack
I think that The Rock is making movies at such a breakneck pace that I think he's actually done a deal with the devil. This guy does not stop.
Isn't he also doing Jumanji?
He's already done with Jumanji.
That's been done.
That's done.
Coming out already.
So he finishes Baywatch. He moves on to Rampage.
Can we put him in Pixels too?
Holy cow! This guy is just doing movies.
Put him in everything,
left and right. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Put him in Mamma Mia too.
Oh, by the way, he mentioned that he's working on the spin-off.
I know they finished it, but
after Rampage is done or during Rampage, he's working on the spin-off of Fast and Furious with Jason Statham. So he's working on that right now. So this guy does not
stop.
That's it? And by the way, today...
To be fair, if everything you do is a big hit other than Baywatch, you know what I mean? Like, why not? Well, when people want you, might as well work as much as you can.
Well, what I'm saying... No, I get that. But I'm saying that this guy...
Because he certainly didn't get there from Southland Tales.
This guy finished... Is not. I mean, he finished the day for Rampage, right? He's going to Germany now to promote Baywatch. He's going to take the plane, come back... Finish up Rampage, move on to Jason Statham in Fast and Furious. This guy does not stop.
You're talking like he can't, like a normal human couldn't handle these kind of conditions. Have you seen him?
That is not.
He's in better shape than we'll ever be in all of our lives.
I completely agree.
This man is like, this is nothing to him.
That's
he sleeps like 3 hours a night. He gets up, he eats eggs, he works out for
this
3 hours.
He's the hottest actor in the world at this point. He's the highest paid actor in the world at this point. And I think that he is all, like I said, I think he's made a deal with the devil. I think he sold his soul. That's it. Because he doesn't stop. He's never tired, and he looks fantastic.
Kind of like you.
I wish.
Wait,
just don't ever shut up.
Alika says, "What's up, guys?"
Yeah.
What's up,
how's he watching? I don't get it. How he's watching?
I guess he's got. He's probably got internet on the plane.
Wi-Fi or something.
Oh, okay, cool.
Plane Fi.
Plane Fi. Well, listen. Enough about Pirates and Baywatch. We'll see next week if the international box office for Baywatch rescues it. But
I'm telling you right now, the second that you hear it's doing well in China, then the sequel's going to be greenlit like that.
This week, of course, there is the premiere of Wonder Woman. Unfortunately, the Nerdwatch is not doing that one, but we will be attending. The premiere for Wonder Woman this Thursday night.
Ranked at 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, which we live and breathe by, apparently.
Did you get me a ticket?
No, I did not buy you a ticket, Todd Bernard.
Why not?
Because I'm not going steady with you.
Just to let you know, Alika's about ready to board the plane.
Nobody touches stuff.
Yeah, no one touches stuff. Number one and number two, Todd already touched your stuff.
I heard he was. I heard that it's overbooked though, so he might just show up after that.
So
Alika, I went into your office and licked all the valuable comics. my tongue.
So what you're saying?
I rubbed five objects on my butt. You'll have to figure out which five.
So what you're saying is the next time we see Alika could be on a viral video of him.
Yeah, if he's on United, he might turn up if it's
overbooked.
Well, he needed the cheapest flight to Boston, so that's definitely United.
He can turn on the accent too, so he could totally he could be down and dirty
he's
like
a pissa,
that.
That one.
Yes, he is.
Can you
say pissa?
He's gonna have a Boston accent, but be speaking pigeon.
You know, Nachi just said that. He used to do that on the show.
If you want to know where if you want to know where Foreman's at, he's in the chat, by the way, or was in the chat. He'll be back next week. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We talked about Wonder Woman. That. We'll be there, but
do we
right
even
now
have time to talk about it?
we do, and I want to get to it right now because we've got a couple more things to talk about. I want to talk to Isaac and Cynthia and the rest of you guys because Twin Peaks has been on for 2 weeks, and it's the third season. It's David Lynch's return to a very, very special place for a lot of us who are fans. So Twin Peaks, exclusively on Showtime, starring Kyle MacLachlan and a host of other characters and stars from the previous iteration of Twin Peaks, and we have Cynthia on
and
Michael Cera and Isaac on because they're ardent fans of not only Twin Peaks but also of David Lynch. So let's go to the lady first and find out what you think of Twin Peaks. Gannon, by the way, likes it as well, but you know, you're definitely more important.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay, so set for everybody that's watching and or listening. Set the stage.
Set the stage with
for
the original,
Twin Peaks, set the stage and where we're at in season three.
Whew, like how far back? Like right now, we're 25 years.
Let's assume we all right. Now, let's assume that we all know where who Laura Palmer's killer is.
For the sake of the story, it's 25 years later.
Yes. Right. So let's say that everyone knows about who Laura Palmer's killer is.
Sure.
Everybody knows how the second season ended.
Sure.
Where are we setting the stage now?
At Cooper being trapped in the Black Lodge.
Dale Cooper.
And his doppelganger running amok out in the real world.
Here's my question, because I have yet to finish it. Mm-hmm. Are they playing with the second season's weak plot points or weaker plot points that
How
didn't
dare you?
Very dare
sorry.
You.
I'm one of those people that loved the first season, liked the first half of the second season, and got ticked off about the second half of the second season.
I disagree, but I feel like no, not at all. None of that comes into play at all.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's so its own thing. I think it draws more from the movie Fire Walk With Me.
I love that movie.
Ugh, right? So I think it draws more from that, and also a lot of David Lynch's weirder sensibilities that you see in his later films.
Mm.
So I feel like that's more it.
So what is it? What's the story here? Because I know what it is, but I'd like you to kind of give everybody the essentially what's happening when
it's
we start
hard
off.
To describe.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's kind of all over the place.
It's really abstract stuff.
It's in New York. It's in Twin Peaks. It's in South Dakota. It's kind of all over the place, but they all connect in that David Lynch kind of a way,
mm-hmm.
where because there's no concept of time in the Black Lodge,
right?
Dale Cooper does age, but he still looks the same. Doesn't know how to eat. Doesn't know how to speak. Doesn't know how to even pee.
Wow!
But he can gamble like nobody's business.
He doesn't really to function in the real world is so outside for him. But then, sorry, I got specific, and you kind of wanted me to set the stage. So you have things happening in New York, supernatural things happening in the real world in New York.
Okay.
That kind of play into things that are happening in South Dakota, things that are happening in Twin Peaks. It's nice you get to kind of revisit your old friends in Twin Peaks, but at the same time, he does introduce a lot of new things.
Right.
And but I feel like in episode 3 and 4, he kind of brings it back around and pulls you in, pulls the really big Twin Peaks fans in and kind of shows them, like, hey, here's Bobby Briggs again. Here's this. Here's that. Like, don't get scared with all this craziness I'm throwing at you.
Right.
People going through light sockets and people, like, and monsters appearing in glass boxes. Like, it all does make sense if you just stick with me.
Now,
I think ultimately,
right,
it's he's establishing the tone,
mm-hmm.
and the overall traction to the story.
Wow.
Even though you have no idea what's going on yet.
Isaac, what about you? What's as your take? Bring that mic a little closer to you. Perfect.
He is introducing new storylines as well as continuing old storylines.
Right.
I think the old storyline that he's continuing specifically is Special Agent Dale Cooper, who, as we know, has been trapped in the Black Lodge for 25 years.
Okay.
And has found a way out. And since he has found his way out, now that he is in the physical world again at the same time
that
the evil Cooper is in, I guess they can't stay in the physical world at the same time without one of them suffering. And in this case, the one that's suffering is the good Cooper, as Cindy explained. He has now amnesia, and he is relearning everything.
I kind of feel like they're both suffering.
Can I ask you something? Which Cooper still likes pie and a damn good cup of coffee?
The good Cooper.
The good Cooper?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a very amusing point that I don't think you've seen yet.
No, I
haven't. He has coffee for the first time since coming back out.
It's pretty good.
Is it good?
It's
okay.
Great.
It's pretty good.
All right, cool. All right, so now, and this is, I guess this is the benefit of doing this on Showtime. Like I said, I haven't seen it all, but looking at what he's given us, we get one episode, which is a movie, and then we get three other episodes, which are another hour. He's given us like almost 5 hours of content already within the first week. And then the second week, are we back on schedule with just another hour show? Or
now that the first four episodes have been available, he's going to return to a weekly format, as far as I know. Is that correct, Cannon?
I believe so.
Okay.
I think as far as this first four coming out, I think that's just part of like Showtime's way of getting you to subscribe to Showtime.
I was going to say, because that's a lot to, I mean, for
because
David Lynch, that's a lot to consume.
Because you only got the third and fourth episode if you were a Showtime subscriber.
Right.
It got me to subscribe to Showtime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's their hook to get everybody on. I think that whatever the third week was the third episode. But you could have watched it from way back when everything premiered.
And now, is this, ultimately what I want to know is, for the old fans of the show, is David Lynch hooking you guys? Is he hooking those old Twin Peaks guys and going, hey, listen, I know that I'm doing something new here, but I've got something here that may interest you.
I feel like it depends on the type of fan, because my mother watched it back in the 90s, and I'm not getting my 76-year-old mother to watch these new episodes with me. So I think it really depends on
really
the audience. Like, they're really out there. So I don't think that she could grasp kind of what's going on. You do, I mean, it's Lynch, so you do need to be able to grasp non-linear kind of outside thoughts and to be able to piece it together in your own mind. And you're not only drawing from the previous two seasons, you're also drawing from another two-hour movie. Like, there's so much content to be drawing from. Like,
right.
It's kind of, there's a lot there that I'm not sure every fan could go along with. And also the tone is different. I feel like it's more, it's darker. I feel like it's not as folksy as the original Twin Peaks.
A little more heady and surreal is what you're saying?
Very much so. Okay. I mean, the original has a lot of cutesy things that happen. And there is humor in the new one, but it's not as, I mean, there's a lot of, even the tone as far as sound is different, because the original has a lot of Angelo Badalamenti music, which is kind of sets the tone and kind of tells you how to feel a little bit.
Right.
And this is just ambient noise in the background.
So here's the thing, is that do you think that ABC, and this is for all the guys that watched it, do you think ABC stifled Lynch's ability, or not stifled his ability, but made him more creative in the television?
Was it ABC or was it CBS?
It was ABC.
It was CBS, I thought.
No, it's owned.
CBS
no. It's
ABC.
Owned by CBS. They gave them rights to it. ABC aired it.
Oh, weird.
Ah.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone did his homework.
So anyway, yeah. Well, that's
yeah,
that's
but you still didn't watch any of this.
Yeah, I didn't still watch it. Anyway, so what I'm saying is that do you think, is his creativity even more heady and crazy? And because you know that,
I understand what you're saying.
You know, major networks kind of
there's
an
episode where he runs into a woman who's got no eyelids, or she's got eyelids, but they're like tiny little slits or whatever. And I was texting Cindy. I think it was episode 3, was it?
Yeah.
Where I literally just thought something was wrong with my Wi-Fi. Because it's a long sequence of him talking to this woman, but it's like she's talking, but she's not. Like, it's just constantly choppy, and she's not really talking. Like, she's communicating, but there's no words. And there's a long, protracted scene of that. And the whole time watching, I'm like, hell's going on? Like, I literally thought something was wrong with my Wi-Fi.
Wow.
But he loves to play with speech. He has people talking backwards.
Yeah, you know? That I was used to, but this is something a little bit different.
Well, exactly. That's just it. You're used to the crazy within the confines of ABC in the 90s. This is kicked up to the umpteenth degree.
Showtime.
He can get away with more.
Right. He's completely unhinged. I mean,
I mean, I guess that's an okay way.
I'm pretty sure when he did the original series, though, he used... playing along with that format. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, I'm sure he was aware that there's only so much he can do within television.
Right.
I don't think it was so much compromising that he was just playing in that wheelhouse.
Well, here, and
I can't speak for the man, obviously, so but for that's
the,
what I think.
So for you guys, do you, for and you guys are going to be making recommendations for those that are watching and listening, and for yourselves, is this worth staying aboard the train for?
I'm gonna say it in this context. When I first got my subscription and started watching, just the giddy joy I felt by getting it to work and knowing that I was about to watch new to in, like True. I was going to revisit old friends that I thought were dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it was such an amazing dead. Oh, I know. And so is Albert.
Oh yeah.
So I was like just the feeling of
So is Laura Palmer.
Ooh. Yeah.
Thanks.
But she's still on the show
that
though.
I get to like revisit these people. I was like so excited.
Right.
So it could have really let me down.
Right. Are we doing, what is he doing, by the way? Are we doing 8 episodes or are we doing 13? What's
18.
It's like 18.
Is it 18?
Yeah. Oh, it was going to be 13, I think, and then he kicked it up.
Man, David.
He had to accommodate all these long 10-minute sequences of just staring at a box.
Isaac, what about you, sir?
Okay. Twin Peaks appealed to the mainstream audiences back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Like Cindy explained earlier, by using her mom as an example, I don't think that audience is going to like the new Showtime Twin Peaks.
Okay.
The devoted, loyal David Lynch fans that are on board with the weirdest David Lynch movies like Lost Highway and Mulholland Drive. Inland Empire. These people, and I'm one of them, will love Twin Peaks The Return.
Wow. Okay, good. I was going to say, because Mulholland Drive is crazy. Lost Highway is crazy.
Inland Empire is beyond, though. Have you seen that?
I have, yeah. That's another one that's just insane as well. Agreed. So you right now, we will be reporting every week on the new episode of Twin Peaks. If you guys can join us, that'd be great. If not, I get it.
I'd be happy to.
Okay, cool. We'll talk more about
All
Twin Peaks next week.
Johnson better be in the next episode a whole lot more.
Now, like I said, I haven't finished it. Are we?
From Cheers?
Are we going to be seeing? I'm assuming that
the crossover episode.
The way that
Cheers
David Lynch works, are we going to be seeing dead characters?
Are we going to get Frasier?
Well, I mean, we did see. We saw Leland.
Right.
We've seen Laura.
Right.
We've seen Ronette Pulaski, but we don't know if she's dead or not.
Right.
But that leads me to believe she is.
Did they CG Laura Palmer to make her look young?
Because she wasn't.
Was she aged? No, I feel like because of the Black Lodge, that gives him
carte blanche
freedom to bring back characters that died in the show
before.
It's
a good point.
So she's like an old ghost.
And they do age in the Black
Lodge. I think
Lodge.
It's open to interpretation, but she is played by the actress at her current age.
And it seems like she might have escaped the Black Lodge too.
Right. Oh, okay.
I'm not too sure.
Okay. There's been no...
Cooper talks to her for a little bit, and then it seems like she disappeared, and so it's like her character...
She disappears in a kind of violent way, though.
We haven't seen Harry S. Truman, have we? Right?
What?
Harry S. Truman? We haven't seen him.
We've seen his brother.
His brother, okay.
Which we didn't know he had a brother.
Right. Okay, gotcha, because I didn't. That's a new one for me, too. All right, so Twin Peaks...
Like Ike.
Twin Peaks... Thanks for contributing to the show, Todd. You're great. So you can check out Showtime for Twin Peaks. David Lynch's she didn't like the term, but unhinged is probably I would say right because he's kind of.
So it's a little insulting to David Lynch.
It's a good thing.
Unleashed, maybe.
Unleashed. Let's be fair. I mean, this is a guy who said that his daughter's directorial debut and what she did in the movie, he called her a sick bee. By the way. Did you know that? That's what he called her because he thought that movie she did, he totally made it as a compliment.
Penn, right?
Yeah. Sure. The other one he did with Bill Pullman and Julia Ormond, where they did two cops, and you guys never saw that.
Is that called Sickness? What is that called?
I forget what it is, but
I've never seen it.
Really good. I saw it, and it is insanely good, and you can tell that it's one of those movies where David Lynch's kid. is probably even crazier and sicker than he is. So it's nuts. You should watch it. I can't remember the name right now, Todd. Can you look up that movie? No, it's not. It's not. I think it's called Witness or something.
Because her first film was Boxing Helena.
Boxing Helena, right. Yeah. That's the one with Sherilyn Finn and Julian Sands.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that, Boxing Helena. That was a freaky movie, by the way. But it's the other movie that he did. She did, that is the one that garnered so much attention from her dad. So, anyway, look her up. Anyway, moving on, ladies and gentlemen, on this show, we've got, I want to let you guys know that for those of you that like television and like programming, like Twin Peaks, I do want to recommend a couple of documentaries that I got to watch. First of all, we talked about a couple weeks ago, we called Batman and Bill. If you haven't seen it, it's phenomenal. I'll wait for Swan or Todd, Swan, and even Alika. I'll wait for Alika to get back, and we'll get a little deeper into that. And then, by the way, and that's on Hulu. That's a Hulu exclusive. And then there's another one that I want to recommend to everybody sitting at this table, and that's Becoming Bond.
So
on
nobody
Hulu.
Else watches it but us?
I want you guys to see it. I watched it this weekend, this past week, and you guys should watch it. It is phenomenal. It is a documentary, but it's not a typical documentary. It is
Crocodile Dundee 2.
It's a it's essentially a movie that is narrated.
Crocodile Dundee 3.
It's narrated by George Lazenby and how he became Bond. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. I think if
who's
you,
George Lazenby?
The
James Bond in on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
James Bond, he's the man who played James Bond but once and only once. By his own hand, he only played James Bond once. So anyway, you need to watch the movie. It's on Hulu. It's an exclusive. It's called Becoming Bond.
Is it because he didn't want to get pigeonholed? Because it kind of had the reverse effect.
The problem is that there was there's something. I don't want to give anything away, because what you find out about his journey to becoming Bond is fascinating. Number one, and you kind of fight with yourself and with him in the fact that you go, dude, just take it. Just do that. What are you doing? And then you're sitting there, and then you realize.
Well, no one's ever asked me to play Bond.
Well, no, but what you're
but
saying
if they
is,
did, I'd just jump on.
Yeah, exactly. You would. And you would think that George would, but there was something in George that told him not to do it. And it's frustrating and maddening.
So he didn't enjoy making the movie at all?
But no. He loved it. He loved making the movie. George,
he's
in the
I
movie.
I want to make them forget about Connery.
George, and that was probably one of his biggest problems. Is that everybody would tell him to do it like Sean. And he didn't like that.
He's like, I can't do a Scottish accent.
I can't do Connery. He said, I'm not that guy. So that was one of his issues. But there's a lot more. And on top of that, he according to George's own admission, he loved the ladies. And it wasn't...
He loved the ponies.
Yeah, he loved the ladies, and being around so many ladies had its advantages. I mean, he was, and when you watch this movie, you
like
will find out, you will see that George Lazenby was quite the playboy in his day, according to George Lazenby. You know what I mean? So
this is basically him telling us he was a ladies' man.
But the funny thing is it's a.
That'd be like me telling everybody I'm a ladies' man.
But here's the funny thing. It's like people make appearances in this documentary, which is kind of a movie. Jake Johnson is in it, the guy from Jurassic World. Dana Carvey's in this thing.
Why is Dana Carvey in it?
Jeff Garlin is in this. I'm telling you, it is the wackiest and coolest documentary I've seen. I was totally enthralled for the hour and a half that I watched it. It's
Are
good.
These comedians in there to be like mockingly in there?
No, no.
The one guy that played
they
Bond
were
once.
Playing. They were acting. They were playing like Jeff Garlin was playing Harry Saltzman.
So when they do the dramatic, the dramatic reinterpretation,
Dana Carvey was Johnny Carson. It was crazy.
Well,
of course
he was Johnny Carson.
Jake Johnson plays a guy who it comes over to
Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson comes over.
Not the guy that does that horrible music you always hear at the bookstore.
Yeah, not that guy. Not the titled album Static, which his music pretty much is. That's somebody else. But anyway,
Jack Johnson we're talking about, just to make it clear. He's terrible, and if you like him, you're terrible.
Terrible. Too. He's horrible.
I really like his Sublime covers.
If you like Jack Johnson, you're lying to yourself. Anyway, moving on. I will say this. Becoming Bond is fantastic. Jake Johnson is phenomenal. Jake Johnson is in it because he's playing a guy who knocks on George Lazenby's door after he gets the part, and he comes over with this beautiful girl, according to George Lazenby. Jake Johnson plays this character that brings over the girl and tells him to have sex with her. Okay? He sits there and reads the paper, and apparently George has sex with this woman. Apparently it was a test to make sure George was not gay before taking the role as Bond. Crazy stuff like that.
I actually kind of believe that stuff.
Crazy stuff like that. I'm telling you, it's
is
really
George
good.
Is George Lazenby still with us?
Yes, yes. Okay, he narrates it. He's on the pro- he's okay. on the he's in the
I
show.
I thought this is like maybe like people were recounting stories he'd written.
Yeah.
he's sitting there talking while they're doing it. It's like this is exactly what I did.
Exactly. It's crazy. I'm telling you.
Let's watch for another 5 minutes.
It is nuts, but it's totally enthralling. You guys, I for anybody that's a movie Let's buff that
David
enjoys
Lynch
Bond. It's worth its weight in gold. You
Sounds
should definitely
like
watch.
Ladies wanted to be on D.
Yeah, they wanted to be on George.
I did find the name of that movie, by the way.
What is it?
Surveillance.
Surveillance. Yes.
Oh, I was letting you guys.
Yes. Thanks.
Get it out.
Thanks, Todd. Yeah. Appreciate it. Surveillance was phenomenal.
He had to make sure that he was still part of the process.
I did it too.
I do stuff too.
I did it.
The Surveillance.
I didn't watch this stupid Bond movie.
Become. I suggest that you watch it, Todd, and I suggest that you guys all watch it.
I've
it's
never
phenomenal.
Watched
For those that are watching, listen,
watch
it.
I don't even think I've ever seen the George Lazenby Bond movie.
George,
I saw it once when I was a kid. I remember something about him getting married and then them killing the wife.
George Lazenby's Bond, and here's the funny thing about George Lazenby's one portrayal as Bond is he has the most – he is in the most pivotal Bond movie of all time. That's the funny thing. Because it is the one time we find out in Bond's history that he actually falls in love. Not only does he fall in love.
He fell in love in Casino Royale.
He gets,
I was going to say to Casino Royale.
But that doesn't, we're talking about in the 60s.
If you were nothing more than a wink in your little pinky, is what the chick
it's
says.
Extremely pivotal because he falls in love and he gets married. And he, the moment he gets married, his wife is gunned down. It is the, and then what's interesting about it is that's why you realize after On Her Majesty's Secret Service, now you know why Bond is the way he is. That's why he's so curt with the women. That's why he doesn't want to fall in love again. He doesn't want to hurt again. It brings a lot of his Bond brings a lot of
necessary backstory.
It also brings a lot of emotion,
you know,
to his character.
It
kind of
makes
yeah.
sense. You wouldn't want to get attached to women he's only going to see in the country for a couple of days.
Yeah,
there's that too. You don't really have to explain that one away.
Right. So, like,
I'm only going to be in Italy for a week, so there's no point in us having a relationship.
Some consider
that's easy too.
Some consider On Her Majesty's Secret Service the best Bond ever.
By some, you mean you.
By some, I mean some. I think
clearly
it's one of the
greatest. Clearly, they haven't seen Quantum of Solace.
I think it's one of the greatest Bond movies ever. No doubt.
G Money.
Yes, sir.
Can we acknowledge that we lost the Bond this week?
Yes, we did. We did last week, didn't we?
We did.
We talked about
Roger Moore.
Okay. We talked about losing Roger Moore last week.
Who?
Yeah, shut up. The
longest running Bond.
The longest running
Currently
Bond.
The longest
and
running
the
Bond.
First ever Englishman to play Bond was Roger Moore.
The first Bond in space.
Yeah, first Moonraker. Shirley,
I don't know if that's something to brag about, but he was the first.
He should be bragging about it because Shirley Bassey did the song Moonraker, which is phenomenal. She does a great title sequence for that.
She did three Bond things.
She did. She did Diamonds Are Forever, Goldfinger, and Moonraker. Oh. Moonraker is my favorite, though. I love Goldfinger and I love Diamonds Are Forever, but Moonraker is a beautiful song. So I'm going to start singing it if
Goldfinger.
I don't sound. No. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. So anyway.
Make it a real, like, loungy sort of.
I could, you know. Yeah, I totally could.
You could.
I could. Just smoky room. Bring down the lights. I could totally do it.
I'll do the bass line.
No, I'm not going to do that. I recommend Becoming Bond on Hulu if you've got it. It is. Track it down. It's great. All right. Last but not least, a couple more things to talk about before we get out of here. We got just about 10 minutes or so left. We didn't acknowledge it, but last week, once again, as soon as the show is over, big news happens. The new trailer for Spider-Man Homecoming comes out.
We actually brought it up just when we ended the show.
Yeah, just when we ended the show.
Because I saw it just the second we were done with it.
Yeah.
Which must have been it was midnight somewhere.
Somewhere.
What happened.
I tell you what, it's crazy. Every time we do the show, something happens like that. And I have to tell you, after watching that Homecoming trailer, I am even more excited about Spider-Man.
I'm not excited about the movie. I'm excited about Tom Holland as Spider-Man in that movie. It's a weird paradox. Like, yeah. I'm not really that excited about the movie overall.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Tom Holland seems to be nailing Spider-Man better than almost anyone else.
Todd, for as much as you have such a disdain
Why
for Spider-Man.
Why are you asking him?
Yeah, I know. Todd, your disdain for Spider-Man.
This is like asking Alika about X-Men.
Should I preclude you from this conversation, or do you have an opinion on Spider-Man Homecoming?
You guys know my opinion on it.
You're so bad, man.
And you asked him. What did you I think know. You're going to get out
That's
of
That's true. I did. I set myself up. I should have known better.
It's not even garbage anymore. It's recycled. It's the recycling.
It's the recycling.
It's not even the garbage. It's an aluminum can.
It's
got no soul.
Wow. It's as if your whenever Marvel comes up, it's as if your fun meter goes completely out the window, and you can't take it for what it is.
To be fair, have you watched a lot of Marvel films lately that aren't Guardians of the Galaxy?
Irony is that I watched a documentary called Doom, the one about Roger Corman's.
Yeah, that's
before.
Good.
That's good.
That's the best Marvel film I've ever seen.
It's the best Marvel film about Fantastic Four.
Yeah, it is good. It's good. It's good.
And I didn't even watch it.
Swan, did you watch Spider-Man Homecoming?
You just yesterday? Skip me, huh?
I'm going to... No,
what
I'll
the
get,
hell?
I'll get back to you. Don't worry.
Well, you're a Batman fan. You can wait.
Yeah, yeah. You're a DC guy.
I actually enjoyed it pretty much. I think Todd is full of crap, and he actually likes it.
He's going to love the premiere. I know he is when we do
I mean, it.
It
was his birthday theme. He has to like it.
Yeah, he's got to like it.
I didn't ask for that.
Now
I wanted My Little Pony.
Now, we brought... Cynthia, we brought you on as a Twin Peaks expert.
Yes.
But are you a comic book movie fan at all?
Sure.
All right. That's a okay, sure.
That's a sure, just, I mean.
She's seen them all.
I haven't seen them all, is why I'm just going, sure.
Okay. Have you seen Tom Holland? Have you seen the trailers for him being Spider-Man?
No, this is why this is very anticlimactic. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I've seen them.
There we go. Yeah. All right. Leave it to the guy that I've seen it all. So what do you think?
Wow.
I know, right?
That was oddly sexist.
No, okay.
I don't want to be representative of all women here. I have a 3-year-old. He's crazy. She takes up most of my time.
Just know, whenever there's a woman on the show, you represent all womankind.
Oh, sorry, ladies.
That's a lot to put on one person's
shoulders. That is. I know it is. I'm sorry.
I can handle it.
Okay, good.
I failed this time.
My opinion is that at this point, to me, it doesn't really matter what the name of the movie is.
Mm-hmm.
They all just feel like one big franchise, because if you didn't know it was called Spider-Man Homecoming,
mm-hmm.
you'd go, is this Iron Man 4? You know, because Tony Stark's all over that trailer. So
you're saying that it kind of just...
Thank you for bringing that up.
They're all melding into the each
but
other.
But I mean, I am a casual fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I enjoy watching them. I think they're fun. But... to me, you have to at this point you have to commit to watching all of them in the order that they were released. So it doesn't really feel like even just like a Spider-Man movie anymore. It just feels like the Avengers Part 18, you know,
Iron Man 4,
interesting.
Like now, a continuation, pretty much.
Gannon, I go to you as the another expert that doesn't have. Such
I thought Tom
for
Holland
it.
When he did Rihanna is probably the best thing that's come from the Spider-Man. Movie.
Oh yes, yes.
That kid killed it, dude.
Okay, okay.
Kid's fearless. I have nothing but mad
respect.
Was that
on his Instagram
kid.
Post?
That was like RuPaul Drag Race.
Yeah.
That was like epic quality. That was amazing.
This you got to remember, this kid is new to
that
the
was
Hollywood
like a classic.
Game. He doesn't
You'll
have
never
a huge
it.
String of hits behind him.
He's a short guy,
and he's just like, let's just go do this big Rihanna thing. Can you move so I can see him? Nobody cares about this.
Show going on, Todd. I don't know. If you know.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but do you? Is it piquing your interest any further?
I agree with Isaac because I'm not excited about a Spider-Man movie. Not at all. Like I'm not excited about Marvel movies anymore because they're getting very samey.
I know why.
There's nothing exciting
Todd.
About the Spider-Man movie other than the kid playing Spider-Man. Really,
right?
Exactly.
But Isaac's right. Like if you didn't watch Civil War,
right?
The trailer hinges on that a lot. Iron Man's in it.
Right.
And you know that the only real reason that Sony merged with Marvel was so they can get some Tony Stark money in there.
Yeah.
In their film.
All right, all right.
I actually hate how heavily Iron Man is in this movie.
I don't really hate it that much because, you know, to be perfectly honest, maybe the movie doesn't have him there that much. It's just
true.
It's just the marketing.
True.
It's the selling point
okay.
to it. And that part gotcha. Of it sucks, but you got to get butts in the seats.
Right. He's on the poster.
He's very on the poster.
He's on the poster twice.
He gives him his gear.
That new poster.
So is Spider-Man, though, for the record.
I know.
Everybody likes harassing that point.
New poster.
Spider-Man is also on the poster twice.
So is Vulture.
Vulture's on that poster. Everybody's on that poster.
You mean Batman.
It's pretty crazy.
Birdman.
After seeing that, though, I'm excited. I think it's because I'm a Spider-Man fan. So, I mean, I can't wait to see it. It's coming
What's
out in
What's your
July.
Favorite Spider-Man story? Not a fan.
Man. No. Well, right now.
So anyway, so it's Spider-Man 2 where he saves all the people on that train. That's just what you're about to say, isn't
just
it?
Just troll him and as say far, the Clone Wars.
Well, no, we're talking about, if we're talking about the movies, the so far I think the best storyline has probably been Spider-Man 2. But I also thought The Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield was
the first one or the second one? Or did you like both of
no,
them?
No, no, no. The Amazing Spider-Man, the first one. Not
just
the second
one. The
second
okay.
one was trash.
Are you disgusted?
Okay. So I will say something about the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. They got the hate of Spider-Man right in there, like how they really wanted him to be a menace. They really got that down.
Yeah.
They didn't
I just
really
dropped
get
my
that.
Microphone and my apple juice.
You're
they
disgusting.
Didn't get that with Andrew Garfield, and I really didn't care for those movies. What did you like about those?
I thought the first one with Andrew Garfield was phenomenal.
Did
they
you
had,
like his personality?
Phenomenal?
You know why? Because it had a great emotional...
That's a strong word
phenomenal,
to use.
Phenomenal, dude!
It had, the very first movie had a very good emotional core to it, which I connected to.
More like a
and I really thought I really thought that what Andrew Garfield brought to the role as Spider-Man, that the scene that got... There's a couple of scenes that get me, but the scene that I like... a lot, and one of my favorite scenes, and I critique so many superhero movies because of it. But to be fair, one of my favorite scenes is when he comes to rescue that kid off that bridge.
That's a cool moment.
And I tell you what, when he takes his mask off and tells him, "You need to wear this mask, and you'll be just like me," my heart melted. I thought that was amazing, and I really felt that he sold that for me right in that moment. And of course the ending where all the construction workers try and help Spider-Man to get across.
Really?
I love that. I thought that
seriously?
Was phenomenal.
The schmaltziest, cheesiest.
Listen.
You had me, now you lost.
Dumbest. This might as well be in a cartoon sequence.
They're
selling this realistic New York to you, and then all these guys happen to be operating cranes at 10 o'clock at night.
I'm going
to
tell you something. I am an emotionless
clear across like five city blocks.
I am an emotionless robot, and I have no problem saying that. When it comes to movies, I'm a sentimental schmuck, and I really enjoyed that. And I shed a tear or two. I am not going to lie to you. Listen, don't criticize the one time I have emotions in a movie, and that's it. But I did.
That's why I'm more angered by that. It was that movie that actually got you.
And I even like Lizard. And I thought the Dr. Kirk Connors was
great.
Well,
you're wrong.
Connors was
Killer
fine.
Croc?
Yeah,
wrong.
Easy.
That thing looked more like Killer Croc than
Kirk Connors
else.
Was just fine. But anyway, I'm an Amazing Spider-Man fan. So... Regardless,
you didn't like Gwen Stacy in that movie?
Eh, she was okay.
Wow, Emma Stone. Okay.
Those two had better chemistry than Mary Jane and Peter Parker in the other.
Oh no, agreed. Like complete. I no doubt.
I mean, the fact those two hooked up in real life, I was not surprised.
Not surprised at all. I completely agree with you. Anyway, listen. Before
are
we...
they still together? What's going on with those
no,
two?
They're not together anymore. They're done.
Oh, so she's available then.
She yes.
So you get a chance.
I have her number. I can get it for you.
Just wondering.
Okay, cool.
I'm just wondering out loud.
Speaking of amazing characters, this weekend, just to let you know, the second biggest comic book movie of the year is coming out with tremendous amounts of praise from reviewers.
What was the biggest?
Well, the first one was Guardians. That was the biggest
was
one
it?
So far. So far,
was
yeah.
It?
Yes.
There wasn't anything else before this?
No, not
wasn't
really.
There?
No. Guardians was it.
See, I got so used to comic movies coming all the time. I don't even know when they come out now.
So Wonder Woman is screening this Thursday night.
Oh, hold on. There was one.
What?
Logan.
But that wasn't really a summer movie.
Shut up.
I was going to say. I'm
don't you know
about
that March
movies.
Is not officially the new start of summer?
No, April is. That you know what? It's the start of summer when it's Fast and the Furious.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how you know.
I forgot.
How could I forget?
That's how you know. But Wonder Woman, starring Gal Gadot, is hitting theaters.
Dummy.
It's Gadot. Okay? It's Gadot.
Yeah. Gadot. Get on to the point now.
I'm supremely excited about this. It's been getting some rave reviews. Are you guys excited for Wonder Woman?
It's 96% of Rotten Tomatoes, which we need to live and die by.
Yeah, I know, apparently.
Rotten Tomatoes needs to tell us what we think about these movies.
I even tweeted about it on Nerdwatch. I was like, interesting. I don't know if this is going to last. Are you guys more excited about Wonder Woman than Spider-Man? 96%
just means that there's one guy out there that had to be the one to say something bad about it, but he secretly really did like it.
Like,
I need to seem interesting to people, so I need to say completely opposite to everyone.
Oh, that sounds like totally me.
That's going to be me and Todd when we watch
it. Are
we're
you
both going to secretly love it. We're going to be like, anyway, so the thing that I hated about it is that it wasn't Amazing Spider-Man.
Are you guys excited about it?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
The one lady in the room. Are you excited about Wonder Woman?
I am. My only trepidation here. The reason that you're getting a little itch. I don't enjoy the actress's politics, so I'm not like super excited to be.
You mean Gal Gadot's is in like her What do you? Well, I'm not to get crazy.
She
but
served in the Israeli forces.
It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
And she advocates for that, and that's fine. That's where she's from.
She wants to protect her homeland. I get it. I get it.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm just very. It's just, you know. It's just also advocating for the killing of Palestinian children. So, but so I don't.
I think they meant Palestinian terrorists, but well,
no,
that's
no,
a totally
no,
different
children,
show.
Children. I mean,
future terrorists.
Future terrorists.
Uh oh.
Here we go. We're gonna get off.
I'm really sorry. I said
political
that.
Political firestorm.
Like immediately. Wow. Immediately. Like I'm really sorry about. I don't know where that came from.
It came from your mouth.
That's, you're so fired, dude.
That's
you might have to leave the country.
Man, that's
okay.
I actually think he'll be fine in the United States. I think
you think he'll be fine. Okay,
I think that's just what people.
He's not playing Wonder Woman, so he's okay.
Okay, good.
No, and I don't think she'll get a ton of backlash for it. I don't think a lot of people know about the genocide that's happening there. So yeah. It's. You know, I think it'll be fine, and I am still going to see it. I'm not going to change anything. And also, I'm surely not going to change the fact that she's Wonder Woman now.
Yeah.
I mean, so
she's
how diverse is that? We get a Jewish Wonder Woman. It's pretty awesome.
Sure. That's
fine. I actually thought she was French for the longest time.
Did you really?
I don't know why I thought that.
Oh, strange. I'm super.
For some reason, I heard her accent. I thought she was French.
Every accent's French.
Though. Yeah. I do.
Even
I do.
Pigeon.
Can I?
I heard this guy talking outside of Harbor Lights one day, and I thought he was French.
Can I say this? I am very, to use your word, I'm very trepidatious about this 96% that it's holding
you
on Rotten Tomatoes.
You just learned that word, though.
No,
I'm
not.
You don't even know what it means. That might mean really good for all you know.
Stop it. No, I will say this. I am very, after...
Trepidatious?
After
you already said that.
After the Ghostbusters debacle, the all-woman Ghostbusters, and how, remember that got great reviews. Everybody loved it. It was awesome. And then everybody watched it, and it was garbage. So
you're really gonna hate this movie.
I want to love it.
No, I think that you're gonna. It's got a female lead like
oh,
Ghostbusters.
Right.
So you're not gonna like
it. No. See, I'm only sexist when it
Wonder
comes.
Wonder Woman's gonna have one queef joke, and you're gonna check out.
I am gonna check out
immediately.
No, but I only have
just like
remember,
with Ghostbusters.
I'm only sexist when it comes to the Star Trek universe.
Oh,
so
because Chris Pine's in it, so it's almost the same thing.
That is
wait,
good.
You're sexist across the board.
Well, we can discuss that later, but I know that I'm sexist when it comes to Star Trek because I don't think any woman should be piloting a starship. So, that's...
None of them have.
What if they have their period?
I'm glad you said it and not
How
me.
How are they going to pilot it?
Pilot it.
I would think that they could, like, find some, like, you know, something in the
future.
Dude, by
the time it hits the future, they're just going to, like, wave a wand over her and she'll be fine.
Yeah.
They probably did it. By the time we get to that future, there probably aren't periods anymore.
Right.
Or emotions.
Right.
Now she just frowns for like 2 seconds.
So wait a minute.
Fine.
So not to open up a whole new can of worms, in Themyscira, do they also, are they experiencing?
You're talking to me like I've been there.
I don't know. I'm just,
us, Gannon. Tell us about
it's
it.
It's not a real place, you know.
It's not?
They're no. all.
Wonder Woman's not a freaking documentary. I almost swore just not.
They're all. Okay. They're all synced.
They're all synced.
They're all synced. It happened. It's terrible.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
Well, the rivers there run red.
Wow, gross. Now, G, back
all right,
to the matter.
Here's the thing. It was good, and then you went one step over the line.
That's what I do.
That's the exact same thing that
I need to find. What over the line is that way I know where to stop.
Once said you don't know where the line is until you've crossed it.
Right. So. That's true. And well, you're like Kathy Griffin who crossed that line today.
Holy so, sex here.
The rivers.
Well, G.
My life on the D list. This is my life on the D list.
We'll talk about it after. It's
well,
fun.
G. Just to bring this thing back a little.
Yes,
bit more,
yes.
I know there is one woman who's very excited, and that's Trina Robbins.
Oh yes.
Yes. She was really looking forward to it. I seen the post. I mean, I would really wish we could do the premiere and watch it with her.
Trina Robbins is a comic book artist, and I believe she's also written
a few. She's not. She's actually a writer.
Comic
she's
writer. Excuse me. She also. That's what I was going to say. She wrote. She
did
actually
you just Scott Lobdellus again?
Yeah, I did. Okay. She actually wrote. Didn't she write a couple of Wonder Woman stories? If I'm not mistaken,
they're actually right next to you.
No, they're also not.
I've seen.
Oh, they're
I've
gone.
Seen
yep.
Scott,
oh wow.
I've seen Scott Lobdell draw and. It's a good thing he's a writer.
Good. I'm glad I didn't screw that up.
We should get, if we ever go to a convention, Scott Lobdell is there, we should have him draw a picture of G.
Yeah.
He drew a picture of a girl that I know, and he came up to me afterwards and
we
apologized
all know, you
to
know
her.
Nadia.
Because she, she was, you know, with me, and it was really nice. And then he took me around and introduced me to some of the other people that he knew in the artist alley. So Scott Lobdell's okay with me.
Oh, cool, fantastic. Well,
and
listen,
I think he probably has written Wonder Woman before.
That's just one big long story for Todd to name drop a friend.
Friend, yeah.
But
yeah,
we don't have time for that.
We don't. I do.
That's what he does for me too, though.
No, I do. You already did. Prince? You did Dave Matthews. Oh, yeah. You did. So we will see you guys this week for the premiere of Wonder Woman. And O'Gano will be there.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll
all
be there.
Away, so don't show up for that.
So don't show up for us. Yeah, but we're not gonna. Yeah, we're not gonna do things. But we're gonna be there.
I'll draw my Wonder Woman.
So it's going to be great.
Like a French girl.
Like a French girl.
Yeah.
Don't forget as well, nothing too exciting in the world of Blu-rays and DVDs this week. Nothing exciting to buy or anything like that at all. Not like last week with Logan, so nothing to write home about.
Speaking of which, did you watch Get Out?
Yes.
Alternate ending?
The alternate
ending was much better.
I didn't get to watch it.
Yeah.
Yes, they released
it. It's much better than the one that's in the theatrical.
I agree.
I watched Noir Logan, though. That was actually not bad.
I only got
the digital code you took from me.
I scanned
it way before you even asked. Anyway.
I asked before you even grabbed
you
that code.
You scanned it as he was reaching for
That's
it,
true.
More like.
He scanned it, and I did. But anyway, I watched
asked,
it. It was
like,
good.
4 hours ahead of time.
It was good. It was good, regardless. So, and I'm progressing in Injustice, the video game. It's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it.
You mean like
that.
The Injustice you
That's
did to me?
That's fun, yeah. that was Injustice.
First, right. Oh man! Yeah.
So anyway, listen, we got to get out of here.
By the way, if anybody's playing that, they have a Wonder Woman event till the 5th.
Yeah.
So if you play the multiverse, I forget which mission it's called, but if you play through that, you get the gear for it to be the movie version.
Movie version, yeah. I'm going to try that myself. So by the way, we got to get out of here because Swan's got to get out of here. Oh. So yeah, we got to take off. So before we go, want to thank, of course, Isaac and Cynthia for coming to the show tonight. Want to let Isaac, sir, yes. Where can everybody find you? Where can everybody follow you? Where can everybody be a part of your world?
Isaac's Haunted Beard on YouTube. Uh-huh. And you can follow me on Twitter at Isaac's Haunted B.
Fantastic. Cynthia, do you want people to follow you?
Yeah,
do you want people to...
I have so many social media.
Oh, you go right ahead and you tell us where we can follow you.
I'll do my Hawaii one. You can follow me at Kipono Aloha Beauty.
Wow.
And or you can go to makeupartistmaui.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or that Dave Matthews groupie.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's mine.
That's yours.
at Dave Matthews, $10,000 lap dance.
Yes.
$10,000 lap dance.
Score.
Swan, what about you?
You can find me here at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
That's exactly what I was looking for. Anything else you want to promote before we get out of here, Gannon?
No, I have nothing.
You have nothing?
I'm recording this week. That's about it.
Okay, good. You're recording this week. Todd, what about you? Anything exciting for you? Where can they follow you?
They just follow me around wherever.
I told people if they want to follow Todd, just Uber the guy and jump in the backseat.
Yeah, you can always Uber me and Todd. If you're Ubering anywhere around Maui, probably can get him picking up.
It does sound very lascivious.
If you guys don't Uber us, we're going to Uber each other. So
Uber the hell out of us.
Wow, yeah. Pretty crazy.
No, at Kukui Project
at
on
Kukui
Instagram.
Project. What were you working on this whole time that distracted you from actually doing the show?
Just a pencil sketch.
Okay.
It's actually you in medieval armor is what he's drawing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you just had to blow the illusion. Sorry.
Yeah.
I blow everything.
I think that's
the name of the pod.
That's the name of the
pod.
I blow everything.
I blow everything.
That's fantastic. I, of course, am G Money. It's been really great having you guys here. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Thank you, Facebook Live. Thank you, YouTube. Thank you, Kaku. We appreciate you guys being on the show tonight, being part of the program tonight.
I appreciate
tonight.
Kai doing his hair tonight. Look at that.
I know. So handsome.
Oh, yeah. Look at that guy.
Yeah. So handsome. Yeah.
You're only getting better.
I do want to say, please follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. Donate to the show. We are fully fan-funded. Follow us on at Instagram at @The_NerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. And follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. I am G Money, and until next week, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, I haven't been doing it, for 15 years on the radio.
I've listened to this for over a year, and I don't think he practices at all.
I'm waiting for him to get so good with it. It's like the Matchbox guy. Like, he throws it
out
so fast. Shut up. Anyway, he throws it out so fast. It's like the Matchbox guy.
All right. Well, let me try this one more time. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, we say to you guys, Aloha.